Health and Wellbeing and Sometimes Sex on RadioGorgeous.com in association with Henpicked, wisdom for women. Hi, and today I'm on Radio Gorgeous with the founder of V-Sculpt, which it's something to do with, anyway, it's not up to me to talk about it. The founder is going to introduce herself and tell us what it is and why it's beneficial for us women. Hi, welcome to Radio Gorgeous.
Hi, nice to meet you. I'm Colette Cordion, founder and CEO of V-Sculpt. V-Sculpt is the world's first at-home vaginal rejuvenation medical device. So what does that mean? Well, let me start.
Sounds like fun.
Exactly. Let me start at the beginning. So I spent my career working in medical aesthetics, so working with laser and light therapies to help rejuvenate the face, tone and tighten the facial tissue, turning back the aging clock. And it was my own personal journey of becoming a mother that gave me the idea for V-Sculpt. You see, when I decided to become a mom, I went to my girlfriends and I shared the news, and they looked at me and laughed and said, "Oh, sweetie, do you have any idea what happens to your body after childbirth?" And I assumed they meant that you gain weight and you struggle to take it off. And they said, "Oh, no. After childbirth, you'll pee your pants every time you sneeze." And I was shocked to learn this. I had no idea. And then we went on to talk about what else happens to your pelvic floor and your vagina with aging, such as vaginal dryness, which can lead to vaginal atrophy, which can lead to painful sex, and on and on and on. And that's when I had a light bulb moment.
Literally
light bulb, thank you. I said to myself, if we can take the same technologies that we've been using for the face to tone and tighten the facial muscles and tissue, can we apply that same scientific principles to the pelvic floor and vagina to help tone and tighten and restore the tissue and the muscles of the pelvic floor? And so I found some very smart doctors, some OBGYNs, and some technologists, and together the three of us created V-Sculpt. And V-Sculpt, as I mentioned, is the first home-use device to use three modalities to help tone and tighten the pelvic floor for women to reduce the symptoms associated with childbirth or menopause, including stress incontinence or that accidental leakage when you cough or jump or run.
Yes, all those things happen to me.
Yes, it also helps reduce vaginal dryness, which is often associated with menopause.
I've had that as well.
And then lastly, it helps with pelvic pain. So as your vaginal tissue thins, the nerves exposed, the nerve
ends because of age, don't
exactly,
they?
Yeah. Exactly. And then you're exposed to the nerve endings, and that causes more pain, especially with sex and friction. And so what V-Sculpt uses is heat, gentle heat, light energy, red and light infrared technology, and sonic vibration. And those three modalities together, when used together, create this wonderful device that literally restores the vaginal tissues and muscles of the pelvic floor.
Now, it looks like a vibrator, doesn't it?
Well, it has to, because it is an intravaginal device. Women, you have to insert it in order to treat the vagina, which is what we're treating.
And it comes with some sort of gel, doesn't
it,
to help?
It comes with a photonic gel, which is a light accelerating gel, which magnifies the results. But we've done clinical studies to amazing results. Our last clinical study was just published in the International Urogynecologist Journal. 90% of women in the study saw a reduction in bladder leakage, and 85% saw an improvement in sexual function and a reduction in pelvic pain and an improvement in vaginal dryness.
It's fantastic. Now, could I kind of read a magazine or watch telly while I'm doing it, and how long do I have to do it and how many days? Can you tell me?
Yes, that's the wonderful thing, is you don't have to work to make this work. All you have to do is sit back, relax, and let it do all the magic. So the treatment plan is use it for 10 minutes every other day for the course of 6 weeks or 45 days. And that's when in our clinical study, 90% of the women saw an improvement. After you see the improvement in the results, we recommend what we call a maintenance program where you use it for 10 minutes once a week. And that's
fantastic.
It.
It's so doable, this.
Exactly.
It's not complicated. It's private. It's, as you say, I can be watching EastEnders, you know, soap when I'm doing it, you know.
Yes.
Also, it did vibrate, and I thought, can it give a bit of sexual pleasure?
Well, it wasn't designed for that, although I will say it's comfortable and enjoyable. I don't know if it goes as far as, you know, that.
Yeah.
And that, of course, is very independent on each person, but it certainly doesn't hurt, right? It definitely makes it very enjoyable.
And can people kind of do it when their partner's around? Do you think it's something that you can kind of share together? It's not like an embarrassing thing. You know, it's not like secretly putting liners in your knickers and your husband finding out.
Exactly. No, in fact, the women that have used V-Sculpt were quite open about it with their partners, and it brought their partners closer together because they were able to talk about the issues and say, hey, this is what I'm experiencing, and now I'm using something that's going to help me, which means it's going to help us. It's going to help us be closer as partners because I'm going to be less embarrassed, or it will no longer be painful for me. So I think that's really important.
Because on average, how much do people say a woman had incontinence, how much would she spend on pads a year?
Oh my goodness. The average cost for pads is somewhere upwards of 700 to 1,000 pounds a year is spent on pads. Whereas with our device, it's only 375 pounds. It's less than, you know, a couple, 50 pence a day when you add it all up over the course of how long the device lasts.
Fantastic. And so how did you develop it? You had the idea, but then you had to get the technology, and obviously that's not your thing.
No, I hired some very smart technologists, a CTO who specializes in laser and light technologies, and then we partnered with OBGYNs that helped us design, maximize the look and feel, because there's certain things to consider, like how it comes in contact
because I do a lot of research on this, talking about Radio Gorgeous, the vagina is somewhere that's so sensitive, it's like your mouth. It takes, you know, everything product that goes in it is very delicate.
Right. So we spent a lot of time doing studies on this, sensitivity studies, heat studies, safety studies, to make sure that this was a product that was safe and efficacious.
So since you've had the idea till today, the launch, how long has it taken you?
Nearly 4 years.
Wow, that's really quick, actually.
Well, it probably is. To me, it's been a long time.
Yeah, exactly.
But we're excited to bring this product,
you're from Seattle, I've heard.
Yes, we're from Seattle, so we're launching it here in in the UK and Europe, and then shortly thereafter, it'll be available in other places around the world, and eventually it will get to the United States.
Why have you come here first?
Well, we're working with the FDA on approvals, because this has never been done before. It's something new, and so we're going through our process with the FDA, and thankfully we were able to achieve our approval here in Europe with our CE mark a little quicker.
So this is so exciting for you.
Thank you very much. We're very excited. You can find it online right now at vsculpt.com. That's vsculpt.com, or currentbody.com, which is another partner website of ours, and soon it will be available in physicians' offices and pharmacies.
It's really brilliant. So tell me a little bit more about yourself. Have you got a partner? You've got children?
Oh yes, my child was the inspiration behind this. So I now am a proud mother of a little boy who's almost 3 years old, and he's what inspired me to create this device. And so, every time I get to talk about it, I'm just so I thank Coleman, because without him I wouldn't have had this idea and this opportunity.
What does your partner think about it?
Very supportive.
Oh,
you know,
great.
Anything that empowers women to be, you know, better and healthier and more confident makes everybody feel better.
And are you an entrepreneur, or has it just happened?
Oh no, I'm a serial entrepreneur. So this is my third company. My previous two companies were in the beauty space. So I was a high-tech beauty executive or entrepreneur, and I was all about anti-aging for the face, and now I'm about anti-aging for the vagina.
That's much more fun.
Exactly.
Thank you so much for coming on to Radio Gorgeous.
Thank you for having me.
And that was brought to you in association with Hempicked, hempicked.net. For more information, go to radiogorgeous.com. Thanks for listening.